Thoughts. Duality. There are always two sides to things. There is this and that. There is me and them. There is will and won't, is and isn't. Here and there, right and wrong. Will they, won't they? How and haven't? Why and why not? Two extremes, light and dark. Dimorphism. Male and female split things rather cohesively, except that there is a spectrum. Males can be very feminine and females can be very masculine. The fact that there are trans people, gay people, and lesbians builds the blur in the black and white structure, even without tomboys and metrosexuals. It doesn't make things equal, but allows the broadening of one's horizon on duality. If it were taken further, many believe in a split between body and self. My body is just the housing for my soul. That is not true to those that are knowledgeable in neurology. The self is a construct of the brain, put in place to help survival. We are not a special person. We are many people in this play at life, but duality still exists. Self, selfish intentions, building one's ego, being a self-made whatever, be it songwriter, engineer, salesman, saleswoman, officer of the law, whatever, develops the meaning in one's life. We all do so through the thought that it is us and them, or us against them. You can't trust the police. You can't trust the government. You can't trust anybody. We all lie to an extent, unless your life is devoted to honesty, which individuals do here and there, and usually destroy relationships they've had by doing so. But its end goal is towards accomplishments, which again, is a self-gain. Separation exists for everyone, and it is important to note it, like it is important to note your diet, exercise, professional interactions, and so on. We are all in this life right here and now, and there is duality in it. For those intimate relationships, there is a positive way to look at it. Your entire life is a story. It started when you were born, and it will go until you die, perhaps noted on long after. And the other is the other story, to be attached to your life the moment you two meet. Afterward, the two great lifelong stories become intertwined and create one tale. Chapters separate perspectives of each other, but mingle in a cocktail of experiences lived and maybe noted for longer more. We live even in our own selves with this duality as we rope our own thoughts and beliefs and dreams together. Shall I? Shall I not? One day more, no more. Let them have it, not this time. Just breathe deep, time to blow. Life is art, and art is life. The thing we are all doing in conjunction with the rest of nature is a beautiful thing, even at times troubling. Trek on, I say. Make experiences, and make note of them. Do the best you can, and try to enjoy the ride while it's happening.